Hey, welcome back to the Disciple Making Church podcast. And I'm Lance Sumner with Impact Discipleship Ministries and our founder, Ken Adams. And he's also the pastor of our church, Crossroads Church in Noonan, Georgia. And this is a time that we do once a month to talk about just the disciple making process. And we hope that it enriches your ministry and your calling. So make sure you subscribe and like the channel so you are notified every time we do a new video. Today, we're going to talk about really what's the importance of curriculum in the disciple-making process.
Yeah, that's good, Lance. And we are excited about people who are connecting with us and joining us because, honestly, there's really just not enough information and training and resources to help churches figure out how to be disciple-making churches that are really following the mission and the model that Jesus gave us. And that's really what we're committed to. So we do hope that you'll share this, that you go to our website, impactdisciples.com, learn more, watch some of our other podcasts that we've done. So much information. We're just really committed to helping other churches learn some of what we've learned. I like the way you said, that we're part of a local church because honestly, everything that Impact does flows out of a local church. You know, I'm a pastor of a local church, not a consultant per se, not, just a teacher, or trainer, actually doing what all pastors do in the trenches all the time. And we've been really working hard for the last three decades on trying to figure out how does a church become a disciple-making church. And as you said, one of the parts of that is determining what does a curriculum look like? What does a disciple-making curriculum look like? Do you even need to have a disciple-making curriculum? You know, we've been together at a lot of conferences and we've heard a lot of people that talk, and there are a lot of people today that will say that you don't need curriculum. And the truth is, and I will make this very clear, the truth is, the only curriculum you need is the Word of God. Mm-hmm. That is really the only curriculum that you need. And so when it comes to making disciples, whatever curriculum if you do use a curriculum, make sure that that drives you to the Word of God, because it's the Word of God that transforms people's lives. The Spirit of God and the Word of God is not a curriculum that's been written by man. Now, saying all that, I have heard lots of people say that you don't really need to have any resources or any curriculum. And yet, I will say, there's a lot of great advantages to having a curriculum. And there's a lot of benefits to having a curriculum. What I will say is that when you think about the way that Jesus did it, one thing we know very clearly, Lance, is that Jesus did provide information. You know, we would say, you know, Jesus was giving his disciples truth. He was giving them content. So sometimes, and I think you've seen this, people swing the pendulum from either too much information or too much just relationship and conversation, and there's a balance. So disciple making, the way Jesus did it, it includes both. Man, Jesus raised the level of relationship because discipleship and relationship, they go hand in hand. But discipleship and information also go hand in hand. There was something that Jesus wanted his disciples to know. There were some things he wanted them to learn. And you say, well, what were those things he wanted them to learn? Well, clearly, Jesus wanted them to learn some basic things about who he was and what he had. He wanted them to learn some basic theology. He wanted them to know who he was, who God the Father was, who the Holy Spirit was. He wanted them to know, the doctrine of man, the doctrine of salvation. I mean, Jesus was—
And how to rightly be related to him, too.
Absolutely. So Jesus was clearly giving them theological or information about what they believe. Jesus was also giving them a foundation of the Old Testament. Jesus was giving them an overview. I mean, how many times in the Gospels do you see Jesus quoting the Old Testament? Jesus is making reference again and again to the law and to the prophets. And so Jesus, again, is giving them some essential faith beliefs and some essential Bible. And then Jesus is teaching them how to pray. Jesus is teaching them how to connect with lost people. Jesus is connecting them a lot of what we would call today spiritual disciplines. Mm-hmm. And Jesus is giving them those essential disciplines. And then Jesus is clearly teaching them their life's mission.
He's really showing them how to live it out. Because I've heard you say this before, and I've said it too, that I think we're raising up a generation of Christians who their level of knowledge far outsees their level of obedience.
That's exactly right.
And there's the information and relationship, but really needs the application and teaching them because more and showing them because more is caught than taught.
That's exactly right. And so once you lay a foundation, so it goes beyond that. And so obviously Jesus was teaching them what it meant to have Christ-like character. Mm. Now, he didn't use a curriculum for that. He used his life for that. But today, it's good for us to be able to go back and look at his life and have some tools and some resources that help us to know how to examine his life and to be able to study his character. It's also very clear that Jesus was demonstrating for them behavior or conduct or actions. And so Jesus is not just showing them what they're supposed to be, he's also teaching them what they're supposed to do. Mm. And that literally is that concept of more is caught than taught. Now, the thing that we need to understand is that now we're 2,000 plus years removed. Mm-hmm. And so how can we provide a resource or a curriculum that helps us to go back and to be able to identify and examine and communicate the same things that Jesus was giving his disciples with our disciples today? That's one of the advantages of a curriculum. Mm-hmm. So the good thing about curriculum is that if it's the right curriculum, it gets you into the Word of God. Mm-hmm. It gives you a foundation for a disciple. It gives you the character of Christ. It gives you the conduct of Christ. And then it teaches you how to go out and make more disciples. So what happens is, Lance, is for a lot of people, if we don't have curriculum, we don't have resources, then they kind of have to figure all that out on their own. You know, sometimes I like to pick up a commentary. Mm-hmm. Commentary never replaces the Word of God, but it can help me understand what I'm reading in the Word of God. Sometimes I'll listen to a pastor, somebody that I really value, somebody that I trust, because, again, it just gives me another insight. Mm-hmm. That's really what curriculum does. Curriculum resources give you some additional resources to even help you have a more clarity about what we're trying to teach and what we want people to learn as disciples.
And I think the important thing with curriculum, too, it determines and directs kind of what kind of leader or disciple you want to make at the end.
Absolutely.
And it keeps everybody on the same page. And one aspect of curriculum that I think is very important when people are looking at it is that, is it easily reproducible?
Mm. Great. So you just hit my next key, and that is that in order for something to be reproducible, it has to be consistent. Mm-hmm. So if you're constantly changing the curriculum, or if you just have a whole plethora of resources to choose from, then it's not going to be reproducible. It's going to be good, but it's not going to be reproducible. So obviously we've developed some resources, but our resources are really not the point. The point is, what do you need? What can help you help your leaders have consistency in reproducing the right kind of disciples that look like Jesus? So sometimes curriculum and resources, sometimes they get a bad rap. Mm-hmm. And that's not necessarily what needs to happen. They don't need to replace the Word of God, but they need to come alongside the Word of God.
Well, and the curriculum is to get us in the Word of God.
That's exactly right.
And, you know, you said it again that there's not too many resources. Today in our day and age, I think discipleship has become a buzzword.
It is.
And the resources that are out there, some appear to be watered down to me. And the other aspect of it is that people in the church, in most churches, have gotten to the point that, okay, we're going to do this for a certain time, and then we'll move on to something else. Yeah. But really what you're implying is consistency, because it's his mission.
Yeah.
It's his strategy, and he defined the target, so we want to reproduce the same target.
Yeah, and you know, I just met with a group of guys this morning, and we're working through some curriculum that we use here at our church, and I literally made the comment to them that when they go to the next level and they start taking somebody else through it, they will learn it to a degree and to a level that they're not learning it right now, which is... the teacher always learns more than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you continue to do that over and over and over again, man, it begins to become a part of who you are and become a part of your framework. And literally, I can't think of anything I want more than for the character of Christ and the conduct of Christ to just be a part of who I am and
Amen.
Be a part of what I'm thinking. And I will tell you this, Lance, when I first got to Crossroads 36 years ago, I was a church planner. I knew we wanted to be a disciple-making church. Wasn't really sure what all that looked like. And I had had a few resources that I had been kind of exposed to in my past. And back in the day, there was one called Survival Kit. And then there was some Campus Crusade stuff, some Navigators curriculum. There was some curriculum that was out there, and it was really good. And I had used some of that stuff. It had helped me grow as a disciple. And I began to think about, you know, how we would launch a disciple-making movement in our church. And I thought, well, I need to figure out what kind of curriculum, because I thought we would want to just have some curriculum to give us a little guidance, to kind of create some banks so that we're not all over the map, but we're really communicating. So what I did is that I just purchased samples of literally everything I could find. I had, you know, things, Survival Kit, Master Life, Navigator, Serendipity, Campus Crusade, others that, you know, I had come across at the time. And I literally still to this day have a box of all that in my study. And I put that curriculum all out on a table. And I said, which is the best one for us to use? I noticed something was true about all of them. First of all, most of them were developed by parachurch organizations, which is not bad, and their parachurch organizations are good, but they were not tailored toward the local church.
Mm.
And I thought, we need something that drives the mission of the church.
Mm.
The other thing that I noticed that was not common in most of them is that most of them did not have a multiplication piece. They didn't have anything. It was training. That was training them how to go out and lead others. And I thought, you know what? We need to have a discipleship tool, and that's really all it is, a tool. We need to have a discipleship tool that helps drive the mission that is church-centric and that is Christ-based, and then we need to have a curriculum that is... that is also going to have a component to multiply and to reproduce. And at that point, I just thought, you know what, we need to write our own.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we started writing. So my goal was never to be a writer or to be an author. My goal was to be a pastor that was leading a church, to be a disciple-making church. And so so we started developing curriculum, and we have fine-tuned that, and we have repackaged that. And we know that any type of curriculum that you use is really just a tool to help people to get into the Word of God and understand what really are the marks of a disciple, what is the character of a disciple, the conduct of a disciple. And here's what I say, is that if that helps your church to become a disciple-making church, it's not a bad thing.
No.
It's a good thing.
And I think most pastors and churches, I think they really want to make disciples, but they've never been discipled themselves.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing, the number one need in most churches, when you talk to a pastor, is we need more leaders.
Yeah.
And the best leaders always come out of disciple making.
That's exactly right. Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. And, you know, it's interesting because the principles that we see in the way Jesus did disciple making are universal,
mm-hmm.
and they're timeless.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't originate with us or our church. They originated with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we want to be sure is that whenever we go and do a training or do a conference or a seminar at a church, or even when we meet with pastors, is we want to always go back to this is where you see it in the life of Christ. And then out of the life of Christ, how do we make application mm-hmm. of that to a local church? So by no means do we think that resources are our resources are the ticket.
Mm.
But we do know that Jesus is the model. And whatever resources we use, whatever structures and systems we use, they need to end up taking us back to the life of Christ and to the right end result of disciple making.
Amen. I've heard it said recently that it doesn't matter what curriculum you use as long as you're doing something. And I wholeheartedly disagree with that because I think it has to get us back into God's Word.
Yeah.
And we want to have the right result of having fully trained disciples look like Jesus.
That's right. That's exactly right. And you know what? I understand and I appreciate the heart of people that are really just reinforcing the role and the authority of God's Word in a person's life. And man, we're 100% in agreement with that. But we also know that a tool that helps the Word of God become a part of our lives is not a bad thing.
Amen.
And there's lots of advantages to that. So if you want to learn more about how we go about that process, we have on our website on impactdisciples.com. You can see the resources that we've developed here that we use here. We start off with a foundational track that just helps people to know the basic beliefs, basic Bible, basic spiritual disciplines, and basic life mission. We also do a whole study on the fruit of the Spirit, mm. which we believe is a example of the character of Christ.
Amen.
And then we do a study in Acts chapter 2, basically, which is the conduct of Christ, because we see it in multiple generations. And then the last piece is just a leadership piece based on Jeremiah 3:15, where God says, "I will give you shepherds after my own heart who will lead you with knowledge and understanding." And so we have developed and packaged some resources that in our church,
mm-hmm.
we have all of our discipleship groups, our impact groups, mm-hmm. we call them, all working through the exact same resource, which creates a tremendous amount of unity,
mm-hmm.
and it helps us to know that we have some consistency in helping to develop disciples that actually look like Jesus. It's not perfect,
no.
but it is a tool that does help that.
Amen.
So that's what we're trying to do.
Amen. Well, if you'd like more information about how we can come alongside you as well, impactdisciples.com is a great resource. We have upcoming Disciple Making Church. You're doing one at the end of June.
Yes.
At Whitewater.
Brooks,
here
Georgia.
In Brooks, Georgia. We have one in next weekend, June 7th and 8th in Ruskin, Florida, as well. And then we also do an online pastors equipping group called Disciple Making Pastors. And our next one starts June 2nd with our executive pastor of Crossroads here with Pastor Mike Keaton. So you can go on the website and take a look at that and possibly become a part of that.
Fantastic. Very good.
Well, thank you for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next month, and God bless you, and go make disciples.